flying back in the evening from Stoke Poges, and then a hot bath and vibro-vacuum massage. But there."
She drew a deep breath, shook her head, opened her eyes again, sniffed once or twice, then blew her nose on her fingers and wiped them on the skirt of her tunic.
"Oh, I'm sorry,"
she said, in response to Lenina's involuntary grimace of disgust.
"I oughtn't to have done that, I'm sorry. But what are you to do when there aren't any handkerchiefs? I remember how it used to upset me, all that dirt and nothing being aseptic. I had an awful cut on my head when they first brought me here. You can't imagine what they used to put on it. Filth, just filth. Civilization is sterilization, I used to say to them, and streptococcus G to Banbury T to see a fine bathroom and WC, as though they were children. But of course they didn't understand. How should they? And in the end, I suppose I got used to it. And anyhow, how can you keep things clean when there isn't hot water laid on? And look at these clothes. This beastly wool isn't like acetate. It lasts and lasts, and you're supposed to mend it if it gets torn."
"But I'm a beater. I worked in the fertilizing room. Nobody ever taught me to do anything like that. It wasn't my business. Besides, it never used to be right to mend clothes. Throw them away when they've got holes in them and buy new. The more stitches, the less riches. Isn't that right? Mending's antisocial. But it's all different here. It's like living with lunatics. Everything they do is mad."
She looked round, saw John and Bernard had left them and were walking up and down in the dust and garbage outside the house, but nonetheless confidentially lowering her voice and leaning while Lenina stiffened and shrank so close that the blown reek of embryo poison stirred the hair on her cheek.
"For instance," she hoarsely whispered, "take the way they have one another here. Mad, I tell you, absolutely mad. Everyone belongs to everyone else, don't they, don't they?" she insisted, tugging at Lenina's sleeve.
Lenina nodded her averted head, let out the breath she had been holding, and managed to draw another one, relatively untainted.
"Well, here," the other went on, "nobody's supposed to belong to more than one person.